I am calling to order the first meeting for 2009 of the Audit Committee of the PNB, and I want to welcome everybody who took time out of their busy schedule to join us today, and I want to apologize. I know that for many of us, we're missing President Obama's speech right now, and when we scheduled this, we did not know of his speech, and we'll try to make sure that never happens again. And let me go through a quick roll call just so we know who's with us here, and I've got Dave Adelson. Dave?
Here.
Okay, Nia?
Present.
Okay, Sean Casey O'Brien. Andrea Turner?
Present.
Okay, Sandra? Flowers?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. And Lisa?
Present.
And Grace?
Here.
Okay, very good. Now, can I ask somebody, can we impose on somebody to just be our secretary and also our timekeeper? Is anybody really thrilled with doing that?
This is Sandra. I will give it my best good effort.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Sandra. That would be wonderful. And I'm seeing here what I got on my computer to help us with time. So hopefully that will open up and help us there. But,
Mr. Chair?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Lisa.
This is me. I just want to say, I mean, although you did a good opening, but I just wanted to say that it's February 24th, correct? And today is Tuesday, just for the
oh, yes. Thank you very much. No. Please, yeah, get it on the record. Thank you very much for that. Okay, and let's see. Next is, we're going to look at this agenda, folks, and if there's anything you'd like to add to it or subtract from it, this is just a draft agenda. And does anybody, are we happy with this agenda or should we add to it? And by the way, for the record, folks, I've got as the agenda stands right now, I've got it down for 60 minutes, but we do have 90 minutes of time reserved if we want to load this up with anything extra. So does anybody have any suggestions or amendments for the agenda?
Well, I have a question.
Is that you, Dave?
Yeah, but did I hear Sandra first?
Oh.
I would like to suggest that under number 5, old business,
uh-huh,
that we address the whistleblower policy that was recommended by the auditor.
Okay. Well, now governance is going to be dealing with that too. Do you want to discuss it now, or do you want to wait till you hear what comes out of governance? Which do you think is most effective?
Well, I think that in the previous committee, that they had done an extreme amount of work to develop a whistleblower policy, and I would like to hear what the other members have to say about that, and I would like for us, if possible, to review it and come to a conclusion and forward that to the Pacifica National Board for their final approval. I feel pretty strongly about whistleblower policy because the auditor said we need to have one, and we don't necessarily need to have a human resources director in place in order to have this policy, but we should have this policy in place. So I think I know it's been referred to governance, but...
Sandra, how much time would you like to spend on this? And again, I remind you that right now it's in governance, and I personally would like to see what comes out of governance, which may solve a lot of our problems, but I'm happy to talk with you about it because there are many of us who feel that we are more than adequately protected under both state and federal law in terms of the whistleblower policy by just following current California state law, and I remind you, we're incorporated in California, so all of us are covered by that when it comes to state law. And the new the Supreme Court just handed down a unanimous decision, which is going to strongly impact everything we're going to talk about. So,
Hello.
Yes.
I don't wish to waste anybody's time and reinvent the wheel, so to speak. But I do know that a good deal of time has been spent on developing this policy for the
Guys,
national board.
Point of order.
And
point of order. I have a point of order. We're scheduling the agenda, so I'd like to save the debate for the when we the time
okay.
is scheduled for it.
Thank you, Dave.
Just schedule the time and move on.
Your question, 10 minutes. I would just like to hear a report from the previous members of this committee as to what was done and what they recommend.
Do I hear any objection?
No.
Hearing none, let's put it under old business. Any other?
Yeah, I have one. It's Dave.
Okay, Dave.
So I remember being told by the auditor that the audit can consider anything we ask it to. And I'm just wondering how early in the cycle do we need to consider what things we want to put in? Because I would like, for example, the audit to include a compendium of finance committee resolutions. So, I mean, that have been passed by the PMB, et cetera, so we can see if there's been compliance to all of them, et cetera. So is that something that we need to start
well, Dave,
now?
Let me just ask you a question. Do you feel it would be insufficient to take that up under tracking and reporting under item B, like, you know, or if you want a separate, you know, if you want a separate subcategory, I'm glad to give it to you. But you don't,
can we have 10 minutes to put an item on scheduling or initial meeting with the auditor? Because I think there are a whole bunch of things we should ask him early in the cycle.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So just the item would be scheduling first meeting with the auditor.
Well, now I'm a little confused as to where we are in the process. We just got a thing, and I thought we were going to have an end meeting where we were going to talk about some of the material weaknesses that they discovered in things. Am I looking at this backwards, folks?
Just a point of order. A point of order.
Dave
is correct, and that's why it's important to have continuity of existing chairs, because this particular one was a little bit discombobulated in terms of information not getting to the auditor as he told us. So
right.
Dave is absolutely right on point that now I just got the management letter, which I've sent it, and what we need to do now is to schedule a meeting with the auditor. That should have been
right.
done before the in-person national board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clearing that up, because that's part of my confusion too. In that we talked to him on the PNB, and believe me, I didn't think that was sufficient just because of the poor communication, telephonic communications. But, you know, I'm very happy to agree with you. Let's schedule a meeting where we can really sit down and talk to him. I just wanted to be sure of where we were in the process.
Point of order, question, just to get to where we're at. So right now, because we're putting down agenda items, right? So because we haven't adopted this agenda yet,
right.
correct?
Correct.
So where do we want that to go in terms of scheduling?
Would that be subsection? Dave, would that be subsection C under number 3, or do
put
you
want
to?
Whatever you want. I don't have the agenda in front of me, wherever you like.
Okay. Let's put it down, and please, folks, remind me of these things as we get there, because I'm just scribbling notes myself. Well, if there's no objections, I'd like to put that under subsection C, scheduling a meeting with auditor, a follow-up meeting with auditor. Is that okay, Dave?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Any other suggestions or amendments, folks? And by the way, your timekeeper is not doing a very good job here. I'm not watching the time here very carefully. I apologize. Okay. Okay, hearing none, let us go on. Let us go now to, do I hear a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, is there any objection to adopting the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Thank you. And let's go on, number two, discussion on committee elections, which does anybody want to kick that off?
That means nominating people for the committee?
For this committee, and, you know, electing a chair and vice chair and all of that. And, you know, my inclination, folks, is always to wait till we get a fuller complement of people on the committee so that everybody gets a, you know, chance to participate. But people can have different views from me. So what does the committee as a whole feel?
I'd like to move, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave, go ahead.
I'd like to move that we elect a chair pro tem to serve until we get a full roster of members and a meeting announced.
Excellent. Do I hear a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay. And who wants to begin with nominations? I'd like to make one whenever it's appropriate.
This is Sandra. Dave, since you suggested it, are you willing to be the chair pro tem?
Nope.
Okay, Sandra, I was wondering if you would be the chair pro tem.
Oh, I'm being the secretary right now. But
I know you are, and you know what? I will try to also help you with that because I don't want you to be overwhelmed. Is there another suggestion?
My other suggestion would be to ask Nia as the previous chair if she's willing to act as chair pro tem until we elect a new chair.
Nia?
Nia?
I will do it, but I'm asking for full cooperation and mutual respect from everybody. And I would be willing to do it, but like I said, with mutual respect from everyone. And I try to do the best, do the same myself.
Understood. Thank you.
I second the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any other nominations? Now, so you don't want to do this, Sandra, right? Correct?
I am. That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And anybody else? Going once, going twice, going three times. Is this a unanimous decision here, folks, or do I hear any objection to Nia being the chair pro tem? Hearing none, Madam Chair Pro Tem, please take over the meeting.
Okay. Sandra?
Yes.
Okay, could you kindly do me a favor? I wasn't keeping a record of the amended agenda, so I'm going to ask you to can you send it to me, please?
I can tell you what I've scribbled, and that is that I requested the whistleblower under old business, 10 minutes to hear from the previous committee. And that Dave has made a request to have the appointment with the auditor put on the agenda, but I'm not quite sure. Under
number 3, C, that would be.
3C, okay. So we've added that to 3C.
Okay. Okay, so then I will go straight to, basically, in terms of number 2, discussion on committee election, that's... that's 10 minutes. What I will do.
Pardon? Excuse me, Madam Chair. I thought we did that by putting you in as pro tem, or am I misunderstanding something here?
I will pro tem going forward. So just be patient, and then you'll hear what I have to say. So, in terms of discussion on committee elections, I will send out to the station's chairs. The directors on the board, people submit the names of their nominees to the audit committee. This will do. And then we I'll put out a poll to see what is convenient for most people, and then we'll take it from there. At the first meeting, we will give notice for the election of chair and secretary. The meeting will follow. Is everyone clear about what I'm saying?
Point of information and Vice Chair, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Point of information, you mean for Chair, Vice Chair, and Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's Vice Chair. There's Chair and Secretary.
Well, that's not my understanding of Robert's Rules of Order, but I'm happy to discuss that later.
Historically, we've just been doing Chair and Secretary. And in the absence of the Chair, the Secretary normally convenes the meeting.
Mm.
Well,
if we want to
review that at a later meeting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is everybody okay with it? Sandra?
I got dropped off the call for a moment. The last thing I heard was discussion of committee elections, and I didn't hear what you said after that.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said? What I said was I'm going to send an email to all the chairs of the five stations asking them to submit the nominees for the audit committee. Then I'll do a poll to everyone to find out which date is more convenient for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we convene at that meeting, we will give notice to have the permanent chair and the permanent secretary at the following meeting. Got it?
I got it. Thank you.
And I made a point of information that we should consider also having a vice chair on this committee.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Sean. This is Sandra.
Go ahead,
Sorry.
Sandra.
I don't mean to interrupt. I appreciate Sean's suggestion, but I believe that in these committees that the vice chairs, you know, that only applies to the PMB as a whole, and that the chair acts and the secretary records, and if the chair is unable to do a meeting, that the secretary can convene, and I think that's what I heard when I came back on the call.
Well, I'm just saying, I that's not the way I, and like I said, we can look at
Sean, up. You have to wait to be called on.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You have to wait to be called on.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
My only reasoning behind that is simple is better, and, you know, we don't want to make this too complicated because we have lots of work to do.
Okay. Does anybody else want to say something about this? How many minutes do we have left of the 10 minutes?
One.
Okay. Sean, will you continue keeping the time?
Yeah, folks, I'm having a little problem here with my stopwatch here. It's not giving me proper time, and I apologize for that. I was hoping for something better from Mac.
Okay, Dave? Dave?
Yeah.
Can you help us with time, Dave? I apologize.
Dave? Yeah, would you mind keeping time for me, Dave?
As long as you tell me how much time each section has, yes.
Well, let's say 3 minutes went by.
No, I'm just saying, just tell me when we get to each item how much time there is in the item.
So for this particular item, just time 7 minutes before the end of this conversation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Did I hear Lisa?
No, I was going to volunteer for the time, but I don't have to now because Dave has it. So.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
No, that's okay. That is all right.
did you have something you'd like to say about that?
Somebody needs to mute.
Is there somebody on the line? What's going on, folks?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's
okay. Okay. Is it there again?
Andrea?
Okay.
I don't think she realizes she's not muted. Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay. You weren't muted, so we were all enjoying your conversation. Just kidding.
I'm sorry.
So this discussion is over. Now, do we want to, how about if we do this? Let's have this discussion at the next meeting when we have more people. Because
right. Table it to the meeting, exactly. I think that's an excellent idea. I move we table it to the next meeting.
Sean, this is what I talk about, mutual respect. I can't go through this another year. I really can't. I'm trying. I'll try patient. You have to wait to be called on. Okay, let's do this at the next meeting. I don't see why we need a vice chair, but when we have a larger body, okay? So we're going to move on.
I move that we table this to the next meeting.
Okay, that's what I just said, but thank you.
It's got,
okay.
The does
next,
it have to be seconded or?
No, Derek. In committee, you don't need a second.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Just want clarification that we are on item number 2, discussion on committee elections, and that Sean has moved to table that until there are more participants of this committee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's move on to number 3. Dave, this says 25 minutes,
okay.
Discussion on status of audit. Okay.
Okay.
I will, if you guys will indulge me, what I said earlier, I just sent out the management letter to just you folks. The financials I sent to the entire PNB, but the financials are for the finance committee. That's not for us to discuss in detail. So what I will do, I will email Tony Pohl and I'll ask him when could he join us and then invite him on the next call. Okay?
Who is Tony? Hello?
Go ahead, Dave.
Who is Tony Pohl?
Tony Pohl is our new auditor from Helen Donovan. Not a problem. Okay? I'll take a stack. Who wants to go?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I'm just trying to get clarification that your statement just now was a motion to invite Tony Pohl to attend our next legitimate meeting?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Dave?
Lisa?
I'd like you to strike the word legitimate if you're going to record it that way. I don't think it's necessary or adds anything, and I think it's bad for the organization to have motions like that.
Point taken.
I really invite
auditor to attend our next meeting.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Lisa?
Okay. Because I know we're just, you know, getting this, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have this conversation, but I think we would go a lot further with it once we've had the chance to review it, and once we also know everybody's on the audit committee, so they can also have the chance as well. And just one point of clarification, because I know that at the next audit committee that we were going to do the elections, but that's still the one we'll have Tony Pohl on. Is that the plan? Have them on that one as well.
And that one, we're going to give notice to
have
a permanent chair and secretary. Okay?
Right, but I mean, that will be the same one that we will have Tony Pohl on that one, on that call, for that meeting. Okay.
Right, but we're only going to give notice. We're not going to have the actual election. We're going to give notice.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Hearing no one else. Okay, now. Let's see. Okay, Sandra, bear with me now. This is where we have a 3A and a B?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going off the agenda that was amended and approved.
Okay.
Discussion of status of audit. So, okay, I understand correctly that we've set that aside, or not set it aside, but we intend to invite the auditor to make a presentation at a next scheduled meeting.
Right.
And then the next thing was getting a copy of for the review and
yes.
tracking and reporting how Pacifica is to address the faults and material weaknesses noted by the auditor.
Okay, great. That would all be done at that particular meeting.
Yeah, I think it all goes together.
Well, this is right. Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think we could discuss what was in the letter if people have had a chance to read it, and at least prepare ourselves a little bit for him. And also, I'm wondering whether we might want to have some written communication with him beforehand, so that I don't know if it's necessary, but on the issue of the reporting relationship between the business managers and the CFO, I had, as I mentioned briefly before we came on the call, and we're just talking informally, a bit of an issue about that, because according to the management letter, the auditor is apparently under the impression that there's not a reporting relationship right now. And there is, at least the PMB passed a motion to that effect, or resolution, some years ago, saying there was a dotted line reporting relationship. And at the time, I raised a fuss both in committee at the Finance Committee level and at the PMB asking for a definition, and was told quite decisively that that was a clearly defined term. And my understanding of it was that it means that the GM is still your supervisor, but you also report to the CFO. So I would like to discuss that a little bit and any other impressions that we've got of what's going on what is in that management letter in preparation for our discussion with him. I don't know if anybody else thinks that's a good idea or not.
Lisa, Madam Chair?
Yeah. Could I just answer Dave, Lisa, for a second?
Oh, sure.
It is a good idea, but to be honest with you, I did not read it thoroughly. So normally I always read these things ahead of time so I could speak intelligently about them. And right now I'm not prepared to do that. However, if you've read it, if others have read it and want to have a discussion, I'd be willing to facilitate the discussion. But in terms of an opinion and a ruling from me, I would not be able to do that until I've read it myself. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask a question?
Who's that, Sean? Who's that?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, could you give us a little background, or somebody was on the committee last year, could you give us a little background? We switched auditors, I see, which I guess is good practice. And could you just share with us anything about your interaction with the auditor last year and how the audit process went so that we know that, new members of the committee like myself?
In terms of the audit process, this time, Dave, it's not like the 1907. It was a little bit disjointed because there were some stations that were not giving the auditor the information in a timely fashion. We started off a little bit late because there were some internal, since I'm on a live stream, I have to be very careful about what I say, okay? So there was a little bit of a break there in July, you know, with the CFO. So things were not as elegant as they used to be, as you were accustomed to when I was the chair in 07. That was no fault of the committee. It was just something that happened. In terms of Tony Pope from Helen Donovan, I think he's quite thorough in his presentation. That's my opinion of him. Others are willing to say we went to the RFP. We were on time with everything with the RFP, the postings, and so forth. So that part was done seamlessly. It was just in July. There was a little bit of discombobulation, like I said. Okay, I hope I don't sound too cryptic, but did you... Anything further?
Well, I was just wondering, for example, we did pass those new new policies and procedures, and from the management letter, it looks like they were not
always cleanly followed? What's your impression of how people did complying with the revised policy and procedure manual that we had adopted on finance and the joint? There was that joint meeting of the finance and audit committees to put it forth, and the board passed it. How did that work?
Well, I think
it's
a type of thing that had to be monitored, and as you know, usually in most large organizations there's an internal audit department that is supposed to monitor that, not the actual governance body, which is the audit committee. So that was not done as well as it should have, and we had some repeat exceptions from 08, for example, not having two signatures on a check. What else? There's so many things, and like I said, that's why I didn't want to start speaking because I didn't expect to be even chair pro tem.
Question. When you say that there's internal auditing that should be occurring and the audit committee is responsible for that, does that mean that that's a responsibility we should be thinking about for this year as a committee, that we should be on top of making sure that, or checking through some mechanism to be sure that things are being followed in advance of the audit?
Well, I mentioned that before, but because we don't have any money, just to put it bluntly, we can't really hire an audit department per se. There was one internal auditor who is no longer here, and I don't think that position has been filled. So it's just a lack of financial resources why we don't have one. But I didn't mention that. In 07 and in 08, I said it. We're supposed to have an audit department.
Madam Chair, this is Lisa.
Yeah. Just one second, Lisa. I just want Dave to just... Are you done asking the question, Dave?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to say one thing that might be good is some of the concerns that Dave had. The last audit committee, I think that we had. When was that? That was in December. I mean, I could try to send a link to that because that's when I believe the auditor was on, and it was a public meeting. Just talking about something. So that might be a good meeting for people to listen to in terms of questions with the auditor. And I also just wanted to say I have not had the chance to read this letter either. And then just one thing to what Dave brought up when Dave was suggesting that once people have read this letter, that we would that maybe should prepare some questions, I don't know, or something for the auditor.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know what more people thought about that, and if that is the case that we should do something like that, just to maybe bring out a friendly suggestion, is that if that would be what we would want to do on the next call, and then also plan on the next call when we can have a meeting with the auditor, or however that would be done, or maybe bring the auditor on the second part. But that's just something I just wanted to ask about.
Mm. Madam Chair, Pro Tem, Andrea here. Yeah, I agree with, I believe it's Lisa. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. So that we can make the next meeting really constructive, to at least read it and come up with a set of questions. We could email each other, in preparation for that, so that we can have some concise way that where we're going when we sit down and talk to the auditor.
Right.
Just my two.
Madam.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair.
Are you done, Andrea?
Andrea,
yes, I
did not mean to interrupt you, but motion.
Uh-huh.
Is that a motion that everybody reads the auditor's report?
Yes.
Yes.
Read the management letter. And then you could email questions. I will have to now go into the Yahoo groups and add people and do all of that. I'm wishing Sandra that you would be the secretary all the time. I can't function without it. secretary.
Well,
I'll tell you something.
I'm my best good shot. I'm just trying to clarify that that's what Andrea was stating, is that everybody would read the report and give it their best good effort.
Yes. And I think you'll
develop questions. Yeah.
Right. If you have a question, just email them to me. What I'll do is I'll compile them and then send them out to everyone so everyone has everybody else's questions.
This is Dave?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I understood what Lisa was saying, but I thought she was saying that maybe we should meet first to discuss the letter after we've read it before we meet with the auditor. And I was going to make the same suggestion in the part of the agenda where we were going to talk about scheduling, because I think it would be useful for the whole committee to, A, hear some background about how the audit went from the people who were on the committee, and then, B, to discuss the letter amongst ourselves rather than do that while we're on the clock, because if I recall correctly, we pay the auditor for his time.
Exactly.
Efficient, Dave. Thank you.
But just one correction, Dave, since I did the RFP single-handedly, the report of the committee. Part of his fee is that he presents to the audit committee. There is no additional charge for that, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Lisa on the staff again. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. So let me just try to get a sense of it. So Dave, you and Lisa are saying for us to meet as a committee first to go over the letter and then meet with the auditor?
You know, I would defer to your sense of what's better, but it seemed to me that there'll be other new members on the committee, that those members should be brought up to speed on the duties of the committee and what progress has been made. I also think that all members of the committee have to read that policies and procedure document that was approved by the board 2 years ago, and then have a discussion where we answer questions the committee members can answer, so that when we as a committee sit down with the auditor, our questions are sharp and not blunt.
Sandra?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. This is also a reminder for me. Is everyone okay with that? I mean, I usually, the Robert's rules, I try to do it, you know, sort of free-flowing, as long as we're all respectful. I don't think we need all these motions. We'll just jot down what we need to do, right? Mm-hmm. Does everybody agree with Dave's idea?
Right. I would just say that I do, and also for the fact that, because Dave brought up another point, you'll have new people, possibly new people on the audit committee who might not really know everything that's going on, so that'll be another chance to bring them up to speed. So, mm-hmm. once, you know, considering mm-hmm. that point, I think then that would be the best way to proceed.
Okay.
Dave, one other point?
Go ahead, Dave.
When Guma was executive director, he had helped us compile a list of all the resolutions passed by the board, which included a section on finance resolutions. I don't know what motions were passed in the last year, so I think we should have a couple of several documents up on the Yahoo group to facilitate this. One would be that policies and procedures manual. The other would be all finance and audit committee resolutions that have been, that have been passed by the PMB. And then obviously the final one, which I think is up at the Pacifica website, is the audit itself. But it would be nice on the Yahoo group to have a link to it or some centralized source where committee members go, and that's what you need to be up to speed on.
Okay, but I can tell you, I don't know what is up on this national board site. I don't think the minutes are even up there. So to use that as a resource, that's going to be a problem.
Is Grace, may I ask a question? Mia?
Yes.
Grace, do you, was a compendium of motions by category maintained over the last year?
No, not as far
as
I know.
Is there somebody who could be tapped to assemble that? I mean, the last thing we have, when I was on the board, we were very poor at that too. So when I was chair, I know that we did not have what I would consider adequate tracking, but which made it very difficult.
But,
well, just to give you one bit of information, in the last teleconference, we approved 7 sets of minutes that had not been approved.
Right. Now, I understand
how
it goes.
So, you know, there is some work to be done, and if anyone would like to volunteer to help, I would be very appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, may I continue, Nia? May I address that?
Yeah, but how many minutes are left of the 25, Dave?
7.
7, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the most important things. Like, for example, the statement in the management letter that there's not a reporting relationship. There is. We passed that. But I happen to know that because I, you know, part of that vote. But that record keeping is a big part, particularly in audit terms. One of the things I was going to ask the auditor is that should be included in audits, which is each year's motions relevant to finance should be included in each year's audit because that's a formal public document. And as I understood matters,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing can be included. So that would be a fail-safe, at least on the finance side. Maybe that's something we as a committee, I know it's shocking to think of it, but we could do some actual work. Each one of us could take a set of, you know, 3 sets of minutes, if there's some centralized source for at least those, and try and document that. We had the best person who ever did it was Roger Manning at BAI, who for the first year had every single motion sequentially listed, and you can still go and search it at WBI.net, and we need something like that again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I would be willing, I can't do it all myself, but I'll do a couple pieces.
This is Luke Ned.
Hold a second, folks. Hold a second. Grace?
Yes.
Yeah, so you want to try to coordinate this?
I'll try, but right now it's beyond my capabilities as a human to do this. I will try to get some volunteers to do it.
Okay, great.
So this is Dave.
Okay.
This is Lisa.
Hold on a second, Dave. I just don't want poor Sandra to be lost back there. We've said a lot of things. I just want to do a bullet point thing for Sandra.
Hello?
I can summarize.
Yeah. Sandra?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
The following documents.
Hold on, folks. Yeah. I can't hear what everyone's saying. Sandra, can you summarize what you have so far?
I have summarized so far that Dave has, and I don't know that he made an official motion, but he suggested that we collate all of the previous reports from auditors and that we put them into practice. Is that incorrect?
Okay. Dave, just go quick. Just so you can bullet point them for her. Just quickly, please.
Point of information?
Yes, Sean?
It's to my understanding, it's in the bylaws that we're supposed to take all the minutes of all the meetings and send them to the National Office Secretary, okay? It's in the bylaws. We don't need a motion on this. We just need to remind everybody to send a copy to the Secretary at the National Office, who is supposed to have a complete set of all of our minutes, which would include all our motions and everything else. And I'll dig it out of the bylaws, if you want me to, but I'll do that after this meeting. Thank you.
Sandra?
Well, I was just listening to Dave, and he was talking about...
Dave?
I'd like on the, either a web page or the Yahoo Groups page, I uploaded to the Yahoo Groups, the policies and procedures manual that was adopted regarding finance and auditing procedures, and whatever information we have about financial motions passed by the PNB regarding finances, and obviously the management letter, and the links to all prior audits.
Okay.
I can assemble the links to the prior audits. I know where they are on the PMB site, so we can just put links up for those. I have what Goomer did on finance. There was one or two things missing, but it was pretty good. So there's Roger Mann. Bottom line is, all we need is are the PNB minutes, a centralized source for that. And when Grace says that as chair, it's hard to keep track, I totally sympathize with that because I constantly got creamed for that, and you have no idea how much work it is. And if the secretary of the foundation isn't keeping up, there's no way the chair can do it.
Right.
The issue, Grace, is where are all the minutes? Is there a central source of it yet, as you know, or can you send them out to us? I'll do some work on it if you make it available to us, and maybe we can parcel out the effort on the committee.
Madam Chair?
Okay, sure. Thanks. Thanks, Dave. I'll keep that in mind. We have the minutes that were just recently approved, but
are prior minutes posted?
Only some. I think we have a deficit of at least 6 months on PNB minutes that have not been posted. Some of them have not been approved yet, even after we approved a bunch of minutes in the last meeting. And some of them, I don't know, are even available. That's a whole task that needs to be sorted out. We do not have, to my knowledge, a complete set of minutes for 2008 for all the PNB meetings.
And also,
Madam Chair,
and also for the committees, Grace, the audit committee's minutes, they're in one email. There's one attachment. I posted those. If you can't find it in your email when I sent them out, I sent them to Sherry. I could just send that batch today because I asked the question, what do I do with these? You know, and I have those. But I'm sure we're almost out of time. Lisa?
We're at time.
I want to say that.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I want to say that I can also, what documents I have, I will help to supply. And this is just one thing, and I don't know if it would be an audit thing or not, and maybe something to think about at some point in terms of with emails and listservs, because I think it would be good, you know, when I know we have a deficit and need to hire more people and all of that at some point, but to begin to use emails or listservs, however they're called, that Pacifica owns, because I know Yahoo groups we don't own, and, I mean, if we ever had to go to court or something, or people sometimes doing business off of a listserv that's not owned by Pacifica can sometimes be problematic. Just something to think about at some point down the road.
This is Grace. Can I be recognized?
Okay, great.
Any back committee minutes that are not, if they are confidential, you can send them all to me, confidential and non-confidential. Of the non-confidential committee minutes, when you send them to me, copy John L. Mella on them. And I'll give you his email. I don't even want to give you his email address. But
we all know it.
You all know it. Send them all to him because he's going to help us with posting the minutes on the Pacifica website.
Okay.
So copy them all to John as well as and sending them to me. Except for only send the confidential stuff, if there is any, only to me.
Okay, not a problem.
Thank you.
And like I said, I feel for Sandra. Dave, can you do me a favor? Are you by your computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, just bullet points and all those things to Sandra, please, and she can just cut and paste them in the minute.
Will do.
Okay.
Will do.
Just so we could move on here. Okay. The next thing now is the discussion on how to best coordinate with NFC and CFO. Sean?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
What were you thinking of when you put this item on?
Well, one of the things that it's even in the letter from the auditor, one of our material weaknesses was the inability to get information in a timely manner, and I know we have to keep an arm's length with our national finance people and all, but we do need to come at this in a coordinated effort so that as we do these yearly audits, people expect
them. They know what they have to produce. They're produced so our poor auditors don't have to pull teeth. And I thought perhaps a little discussion about that now at this, you know, early stage, having just gone through what we went through, might be a good idea to get us thinking about how to coordinate our efforts and still keep the necessary arm's distance from the National Finance Committee, et cetera, management, et cetera.
Okay, great. I'm going to rule that we tie this up in with 3A and B, right? Since it's all related, then we'll meet like I think Dave and Lisa suggested, and then we'll have that discussion then. How about that?
Fine with me. Whatever the body
mm-hmm.
wants to do.
Yeah.
That's okay, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no objection. Can we move on? Okay. In terms of old business, Sandra, you asked about the whistleblower. I can dig that up, and I will. I have to search for it. Like I said, I was totally unprepared for this tonight, and with all the back and forth. And, you know, the PNB voting to deep six this into governance, which is not the purview of governance. You know, I don't want to dig up old wounds, but it certainly doesn't belong there. It belongs in the audit committee. I can search for it, but it's going to take me a little while to find it. So would it be okay?
Madam Chair?
Yeah?
Perhaps I could suggest that... we allow more time for this
mm-hmm.
and further discussion in that, as you said, you have not had time to research everything. But
yes.
Bottom line is the auditor told us that we need to have a whistleblower policy in place. And
yes.
Wendy sent one, you sent one, different people. I mean, I've got like 10 different whistleblower policies in place.
Mm.
I'll have to dig through all of my emails to find them all, but the bottom line is that we want to do what's right. And
mm-hmm.
so I would just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, believe me, that was my intention, and like I said, the six into a committee where it does not belong.
Madam Chair, may I just say this? May I be recognized?
Just give me a chance to finish my sentence.
Please.
So what I'm suggesting that we do, Sandra, because, as you know, I did a comparison of the one that you had, which is the same as the one that the audit committee had. There was no difference. If we could table this, and I will get all of this, I will get it organized as the prime members on the committee know. I try to run the meeting in a very organized way. Now I feel totally discombobulated. Because I'm not prepared, and I will put them all together so that we can discuss them at the next meeting. How is that?
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that okay with everybody?
Thank you.
Okay. So we don't sound so bumpy on the stream. John, go ahead.
I agree that we need a whistleblower policy, but as a staff representative on the PMB, I hope we all agree that we don't want to put a policy in place that would weaken workers' or our employees' rights, and that is the great fear with this whole question about the whistleblower's policy. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Andrea?
Mm-hmm. No, I thank you. I agree with Sean,
okay.
Believe it or not.
As you guys can remember, I had Dan Siegel on the call. Our whistleblower policy offered more protection for the employee than California's policy.
That's completely backwards. Thank you.
I'm not going to go down that road again. We all worked on this. And to be perfectly honest with you, it's a very sensitive subject for me.
And me too. As a staff rep, for me too. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, I think we've concluded old business, and we need to go on to new business if there's anything that anybody has to offer for new business.
Does anybody have any new business? None. Okay. Hearing no new business.
The next item on the agenda is adjournment, and I move we adjourn.
I object.
Okay.
Only joking.
Can we meet again?
Everybody, and good night.
Journey?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
okay.
Folks.
Good night.